Hey everybody, Diane here. It's Friday and it is the 9th of April. And I have been showing up here at noon this week just to share thoughts during the healing process. My husband and I have just endured a pretty major loss in our family. And I had paused my daily talk show in order to take care of my mother-in-law in her final days. And then I kind of decided to keep it on pause until probably around the 1st of May. And if you haven't seen my videos before this over the last couple of days, I felt like God was asking me to show up anyway, unprepared and unscripted and with just in a simple way to share my heart and to share the things that I think he's downloading and teaching me right now. While the emotions are still raw. And it is, as I said yesterday, it's the most difficult thing to just learn to be still and to not have an agenda, to not have a mapped out plan of where I want a show to go, to not have to feel like I want to be able to offer you something as you're watching. And I think God will do that through me today, like he did yesterday. But for me to not even know, for me to get to go on the journey with you and to not even know what he's planning to say or do today. So I'm here. I'm just being obedient and I'm showing up as he's asking me to do in my prayer time. And I know sometimes when I say that, people probably wonder, you know, what I mean. I know that a lot of people think it's strange when I say that God talks to me. He talks to all of us. He talks to us in our own unique way. And for me, what I mean is there's just a knowing in my heart of what I'm supposed to do. I've been walking with the Lord a long time, and I have learned how to hear his voice. And it's not some audible, like God came into my room and spoke to me. It's not like that. It's more of an internal whisper that I hear from him, and things like he'll just say to me, go be brave, go do this. I want you to do this. And what'll happen then is it's almost like everything around me starts conspiring to affirm it. So every song I hear, everything, little signs I see along the path that affirm to me that this is what I'm hearing and that I'm hearing him correctly. So I'm here. I'm doing that. If you've been walking with the Lord a long time, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. So what he's been really showing me after the passing of my mother-in-law, he's been showing me a lot. But one of the main things is teaching me how to be still. And again, this is something I thought I had conquered. I have gone out and given speaking presentations on this. Many of y'all know that I do keynote presentations. I've written a book and I talk about this a lot, about the ebb and flow of life and about learning to listen for the whisper of wisdom. These are all things I thought I had learned, but I think I did learn them. But I think what ends up happening is you go deeper in that when you go through, you know, really difficult seasons. I think that those lessons and those little, you know, kind of nuggets of wisdom that you pick up, I think God, it's not that you didn't learn them the first time, it's just God deepens them. And I think that's what's going on here. So this whisper of wisdom that's telling me now to be still. And for those of us who are doers in the world, for those of us who are high achievers, that's a very, very, very tough thing to learn how to do. And it's not like a restraint. It's not like I'm sitting on my hands and going, I want to go do something. You know, it's more of a, how can I be of service? What can I get out there and do? There are people out there who need help. How can I get out and help? And I think that's more what pushes me forward is there are needs in the world. And now after running for office, I see that even more and I want to go help. But I think I have to go back to what I learned from my coach, Grace, when she told me, Diane, you've got to put on your own oxygen mask before you can put on the oxygen masks of others. And, thank you. My husband just brought me some coffee. I appreciate that. Thank you. So it's understanding that until we're full, until we are, until God fills us back up, it's only then that we can pour out onto others. But if we try to go out and we try to go serve when we're depleted, then we're not near as effective. So right now I'm trying to learn how to be still. I'm trying to learn how to just sit here and wait on him and not let my mind, my imagination, all that start wondering or trying to get out ahead of me. It's waiting for God to point me to the next thing. And sometimes it's just a matter of taking a rest. You know, I've been running, maybe many of you have too. I've been running myself pretty hard for many, many, many years. The last few years, I started letting up on that a little bit and being more kind to myself, taking my time in more areas, being a lot more introspective, a lot more, spending more time in meditation and in prayer. But, you know, obviously, this is going to be, again, a more deepening experience with that of not having anywhere to go or anything to do other than what I feel like God's leading me to next. So I don't know. Can any of you guys relate? I'm very happy to have your comments and your insights and your wisdom on this too. I think another thing that he's been showing me is how to trust your instincts. You know, yes, it's kind of a combination of wisdom from him, but it's also in trusting it and trusting your instincts, knowing when it's time to step out and when it's time to just wait, when it's time to make decisions and when it's time to just not make decisions. And a lot of people are asking me, you know, what are you going to do next? What are you going to do? And my answer is, I'm not sure. And that's the hardest thing. Hi, Amy. Yes, introspection with God's hand in it. Yes. A lot of people are saying, are you going to run again? Are you going to do this? It's like, well, you know, I just don't know. I just don't know what I'm going to do. And it's okay for me to not know. Like I had to finally get okay with not knowing. What I do know is I want to serve. We've got a good representative here in Cheatham County where I just moved to. Her name is Mary Littleton, and she's, from everything I can tell, she's doing good work out there in the legislature. And maybe I'll get behind her and support her, or maybe I'll find a place where I could plug in Cheatham County. Maybe there's a need that God's going to lead me to that I could meet here. Maybe I will just focus on building up my talk show. I mean, I'm still going to continue this anyway, get back to having guests and really pouring into you guys. But, you know, obviously I have some pet projects that I really care about helping entrepreneurs with my TEI program. And I really care about building out a veterans portal that I've been starting with my family to help with veteran suicide. All kinds of things are going through my head on what I could do, but it's very different. I mean, it's nice to have options, but it's just okay to sit back and say, you know what? I don't have to make that decision today. I don't have to know that answer right now. And that's okay. I mean, I feel like anytime we have a major life shift, it's like Joyce Meyer talks about this a lot. There's two little devils that sit on our shoulder. And one of them's like, what are you going to do? 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 And it's like, you just want to go, I don't know. I don't know. And we don't have to have the answer. And who are these little devils that sit on our shoulder? What is it? Why do we feel so pressured by them? It's okay. Y'all know Amy's on here, and she's one of my sisters in the NRW, the Nashville Republican Women. I have a wonderful connection with so many great ladies in politics out there. And I love my Nashville Republican Women's Club. And Amy and I serve on the public relations committee there. I'm going to be very active in making sure that people understand what Republican values are and how important it is to really strengthen those in our state and in our country right now. I think a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions around that. So that's something I'm really, really passionate about. I can tell you that is one thing that I can commit to that I'm absolutely going to do is be a lot more active in spreading the message of conservative values. I mean, that y'all know that's what I'm all about. So whatever I do, it's going to include that for sure. Hi, Joni. Yes, it's okay to be still. You struggle. Now you're in Florida right now, aren't you? Yeah, Mary and Senator Roberts are both wonderful. Yes, they sure are. And I think Senator Roberts is recovering right now. I know he had a health crisis, but I think he's on his road to recovery. And, you know, I was on the tour bus with Cameron Sexton and with Chip Salzman. We were all going around supporting Republican candidates, and we stopped and helped Mary and Mark Cusio too. So we've got some good people in office. We've got Mark Pody up there, and we've got William Lambert that just got off the phone with him today. We've got so many great people serving in our General Assembly that are strong conservatives, that are strong Christians. And it doesn't matter necessarily if I'm up there or if they're up there doing a good job. We just need those values pumping out across Tennessee. We need to keep Tennessee strong, keep Tennessee conservative. So I'll always be passionate about that. But at any rate, I think my message today is just let's learn to be still and not feel like we've got to, you know, get up and do something. You know, sometimes it's okay to just do nothing for a little while and wait on God to lead us to that next breadcrumb. Wait on Him to, when he becomes crystal clear in our minds and He prompts us to that next thing, we'll know what to do. Right now, all it was for me was showing up here this week and sharing my heart, which again is really tough to do without a script for me to come in unprepared. You know, like I said yesterday, I come from a world where, you know, if you're going to get on and take up somebody's time, you better have something to say and you better say it quick and people's attention spans are short. But it's not about that. It's just about, you know, visiting with y'all right now while I'm healing. Yeah. Joni's got a great mission. Amy's just bringing up. I do want to mention that too, that Joni, talk about a strong Republican woman, another one. She's out there ready for this, putting the Constitution, handheld Constitution. In fact, I keep mine handy. This is what it looks like. Little handheld Constitution books into the hands of middle school students. I mean, if there's any important work to do in the world, it is that, making sure that they understand what their rights are. And they're so indoctrinated right now in schools that she's out there. We're out there as Republican women. My friend Stephen Skelton's out there putting Bibles back in schools. I mean, we've got a lot of people doing good work out there, and I'm proud to be a part of that. So good job, Joni. I think that's what you're doing in Florida right now, isn't it? You're down there meeting with people to start putting the Constitution into the hands of students down there, I believe. I just know that we can't give up, but we've got to get strong. We've got to regroup. I think if anything, this election that we've just been through, this very tumultuous and exhausting election that we just all went through, I mean, and being in it as a candidate, I mean, I was never so proud as to be on the Trump down ticket. I got to tell you, that was quite an experience. To go into the voting booth and, you know, be on that down ticket was an honor, you know. But having seen now that side of it and having been on this side of it now, I'll tell you, it is such an important time for we conservatives to be fueling up. I mean, I watched Fox News this week for the first time in a while and just trying to stay on top of what's going on out there. And it's, I mean, if I didn't have faith, it would be terrifying. You know, I've talked about how one of my main missions is to spread the news of Jesus, just to let people know this world, no matter how bad we screw it up, no matter how bad the, you know, the people in charge, our leaders in charge right now, that I believe didn't even get there fairly, but those leaders, no matter how bad they try to screw it up, God's still on the throne. He's still in control. And when this world does pass away, when it finally crumbles, and it will, because it's all biblically, you know, prophesied, once it does, there is a big old world after this. There's an eternal life after this. So this isn't the end of the line. If you're a believer, this is not the end of the line. But while we're here, I still believe we have work to do, and I want to go down swinging. You know, I want to go down doing everything in my power to fight for conservative values, to fight for God's principles, because that's what it basically is rooted in. Conservative values are God's principles. And He's at the root of all of that. And so we're going to go down fighting. But first, like I said, we've got to fuel up. Sometimes you just have to stop and recharge my batteries a little bit and live to fight another day. So yeah, thank you, Amy. 100% truth. Yeah. So what's everybody doing this weekend? And tell me how you guys are plugging in. You know, even if you're watching this on the replay, I go back and I read these. So let me know what you're doing out there in the world to move conservative values forward. Obviously, I already know what Amy and Joni are doing, but let me know what you're doing, because, you know, here's something else that's been really interesting. I have been through this whole last couple of months. Well, the last couple of months, I've been completely focused on my mother-in-law, but I had one or two occasions before that to go, and maybe it was while I was here, I can't remember, but some of my friends were gathering in suburban neighborhoods. We've got a lot of this going on, and they're calling me in to kind of educate everyday people on the political, on political steps that they can take to really fight for conservative values and how they can get behind Republicans. And I see this going on, like little grassroots neighborhood meetings springing up everywhere. I've been getting calls about them a lot, and that's exciting to see. And some things I want to talk about as I get back to doing this show is how we can strengthen those, you know, efforts and really arm people with the knowledge, the wisdom, you know, the connections that they need to really show up strong in the next election cycle. I know a lot of people don't feel like it's even worth it, because I think a lot of people have so much doubt now in our election integrity. But I think God can take everything and turn it for good. And I'm already seeing evidence of that. So maybe we needed that wake up call as conservatives to understand how dire it had become, how when we've been raising our kids and not paying attention and living our lives, what they've been doing under the surface. And now it just all got exposed. And I think it's freaked everybody out. And now everybody's going, okay, I need to wake up. I need to get involved. And that's a good thing. So don't worry. It's all going to be okay. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to live to fight another day. And so, like I said, I've just got a lot of options right now. A lot of things I'm considering. Just where can I put my time and my effort and my experience now to, you know, to serve best. In the meantime, just resting up and learning to be still. So pray for me. All right. I love you guys. I won't keep you too long today. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening to my ramblings. We'll see what God has to say. Might just, I don't know if I'll be back Monday at noon or not. Kind of feel like it's a little bit out of my system now, but we'll see what he has to say. I might see you back Monday at noon, or we may just get back to doing the talk shows here soon as, you know, as we regularly launched them. So have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you guys later. All right. Bye, guys.